I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Rolls to his right, pocket collapsing, comes back to his left, heaves it down the left sideline for Shavers in the end zone for a touchdown. A broken play goes for six.
It's so freaking cool. The guy just continues to work extremely hard. He's never once complained, you know, working from practice squad to now making legit plays in the NFL.
Tunnel screen. Ty Johnson threw a hole and up the sideline. 40, 35, 30. It's a foot race. 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Ty Johnson. Back to pass. Steps up in the pocket. Looks for Cook on the wheel route. And he's into the end zone. The Cook is in the kitchen.
Guys make plays. Shaves made a heck of a play. Ty Johnson down the sideline just outrunning people. And then Jimbo making a heck of a catch for that touchdown there too. So it takes everybody.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Football Monday continues here on WGR. Would you like to talk with us about yesterday's Bills win? If so, call 803-0550. We will be here for a while.
I don't know why. You know, and sometimes it's a way someone you talk to all the time says something, it just sort of trips a wire. For some reason, you just sounded a little bit like Kramer with the, why don't you just tell me what movie you'd like to see? Like, would you like to talk to us? Pick up the phone and call. 803-0550.
Movie phone.
Right.
Yeah, go for it. The Bills only have three home games left. Bengals, Eagles, Jets. Eagles and Jets are the last two games on the schedule. The rest is on the road. So what is that? Four out of five. Houston, Pittsburgh, Bengals here, New England, and Cleveland.
Right, back-to-back road games here, then Cincinnati, and then back-to-back road games after that. New England and Cleveland, yeah.
It's an important win, and it was a fun game. But they did not make up ground here again. Kansas City loses to Denver, that's something, but Denver wins. So if you're thinking about the one, you've got still three teams ahead of the Bills. The Patriots, most importantly, the Broncos, and now the 8-2 Colts. This Sunday is Colts at Chiefs. Chiefs are 5-5 now. Baltimore home to the Jets. They're a 14.5-point favorite. The Steelers are at the Bears. Aaron Rodgers kind of famously owns the Bears, but has a wrist injury.
Right.
So he might not go in that one. If the favorites win those two games, Baltimore and Chicago, Baltimore's in first with six games left.
Right. From 1-5.
Yep. They said it wouldn't be that hard, and they were right.
Right. Right.
Did you see their winning play yesterday, Andrews?
I did.
What was going on there?
It's a classic example of a play like that. If folks didn't see it, short yardage, tush push, Andrews under center. And instead of, and you know, guys behind him, it looks like it's just going to be, it's fourth and one or fourth and inches. I don't even know what it was. But, he, you know, it's a tush push looking play. And then he just takes the snap and runs around the end and it works.
Untouched.
He's untouched from where were
35.
They? Okay. It's one of those plays that, you know, the Bills line up to tush push and decide to throw it down the field to Jackson Hawes, and it doesn't work. And it's like, why don't you just snow plow ahead to get the yard? Right, of course, because that should be pretty easy. This play, I mean, what could have gone wrong? Somebody could have, a lineman could have tripped Andrews. Like, it happened on one time, the Bills tried a little gadgety thing off of one of those things, and Osiris Torrance tripped Spencer Brown or something, right? But it works, so it's like, wow, what a play call.
And it was fourth down.
Right. Just pretty ballsy. Yeah. Yeah.
We've got Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson. Let's see if Andrews can romp down the sidelines untouched for the winning score.
And Cleveland with Shedeur Sanders playing was just that was futility like you hardly ever see on an NFL field.
Yeah.
It was really tough.
Really amazing to see that from the Cleveland Browns.
Right.
Here's Joe with us. Hi, Joe.
Hey, how you doing? Two things. Jamar Chase getting suspended. He might as well not appeal it. He's going to get suspended. And then I want to hear what you guys have to say. Seems like the long ball opened up a little bit yesterday and kind of opened up the offense a little bit more. Seems like we got our long game back. Gabe Davis was out there quite a bit, more than I thought. But what do you think about the passing game having a little bit more longitude than latitude?
It was an encouraging performance. That was the word I used yesterday, and I would continue to describe it that way. I by no means think they are out of the woods in that department, because it's been a rough ride, but yesterday was encouraging. They made some personnel decisions. They style-wise made some changes. They threw more on first downs than they have most of the year. They have been the least pass-heavy team on first downs. Neutral score, like, you know, close game, whatever. One-score game, whatever the metric is. They've been just on the wrong side of that, I would say. And yesterday, didn't exactly tip it on its head, but it was a big improvement. There was more play action, I think, which helps, or can help, certainly. So there was a lot, I think, to be encouraged about. I just hope they can, you know, continue to find the keys to unlocking that. Like if I have to make the choice, if I've got my pick of all the guys that were available yesterday, and we don't know if they will, it's a short week, and Samuel's hurt, and Hardman left the game early, but I would roll with the same lineup and try to do more of the same. Whether they can do that or not from a personnel standpoint remains to be seen. That's what I would do. I'm encouraged by what we saw yesterday.
I am too, and I'm with you also in that I don't know that it's definitive, but for all the tension building over what they don't do often enough or well enough, here was a game where they did all of that. And we even got so bent out of shape talking about offensive philosophy. Like, oh, we don't even care if they turn the ball over. Who cares? Interceptions, who cares? They're the same as punts, whatever. And they did turn the ball over three times. They were minus three at one point in this game, I think. And we can still sort of keep going with that. See? 44 points. See? Like, what's the problem? So a win for everybody in that camp, which has been a lot of people. I don't know if the Bills are just going to stay there. Not every game is different. Matchups are different. One matchup being different, Stingley for Houston, Will Anderson, just one thing being different can mess with all of it. I think the one player yesterday for Tampa Bay, by the sounds of it, Jamel Dean, going out of that game.
Very early. Yeah.
Not much was happening before that. And then after that, I mean, it was just easy. The only Bucs defense, anything I even cared about the whole day from that point was Antoine Winfield Jr. kind of spiking guys. A couple times he threw guys to the field. Like, he was not having it. But probably a pretty big loss in their secondary, and that's what you do, right? You take advantage of that. Yep. So I don't know if it'll last, but it was a nice break in the tension yesterday, going from, with this running. Even when they were winning, successfully running the ball like crazy on teams, there's been still that element of, guys,
yeah,
is this sustainable?
The Carolina game really stands out. I mean, that's an easy win where James Cook ran for, did he run for 200 yards? Right. So you did whatever you wanted on the ground, but when the game was still sort of, you know, before it got really sideways and the Bills were comfortably in control, when they were trying to pass, the passing game looked horrendous in that game. And yesterday was far from that. And it wasn't all like, you know, that, sure, there's the Allen off-script Shavers play. And there's a couple of other scramble plays. Those are always going to be there. But they had stuff drawn up for the running backs. You know, two running backs scored on passing plays in this game. And not just like little dinky passes. They were like, you know, I mean, geez, Johnson was from 52 yards out. It was a little pass, but it was schemed up well. And everybody made their blocks. And he was basically untouched. Caught the ball and just ran down the sideline.
Almost 17 yards per pass in this game. Thanks, Joe. Let's go to Mike here. Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys. Just following up on what you're talking about with the running backs. You know, first game, Cook had 58 yards receiving. They had, going into yesterday's game, 172 yards receiving in all of their running backs, including Cook's 58 yards in that nine-game span. And yesterday they get 127 yards. And what was so nice is that they actually drew up schemes that on both touchdowns, the running back was the primary receiver. It was a play call for that. And I hadn't seen that much this year, if at all. I mean, we went four games where Cook had one target in four games. And I just think that by getting the running backs involved in the pass game, it just opens up the game so much, as we saw yesterday. I've been a pretty much a Brady hater most of the year because of, I just don't think he's been using his guys properly. But yesterday, he really dialed it up with the running backs, and I was impressed.
Well, it was the kind of loss, the Dolphin loss, as we said a lot last week, that might have forced you into, you know, looking pretty hard into the mirror. And if they were stubborn about how they want to play and not, in this case, throwing the ball to Cook, that one is a tough one for this because it was that bad, Miami. So I'm not a big throw the ball to the backs guy, but you're right about what those plays were. And it definitely worked yesterday. It's not something teams would have seen on film very much of preparing for the Bills. This is not a team that's played the Bills very many times anyway. So you took advantage of it. Here is, let's go to Sean next. Hi, Sean.
Hey, guys. I just had a quick question. You know, we've been speaking a lot about the Bills' woes on defense all year long, but one guy in particular I just wanted to get your comments about was Milano. It seems like he's two steps short, or he's not getting the sideline like we're used to seeing. You know, I know Poyer, I think, had 15 tackles yesterday, and I'm just wondering what's going on with Milano and where is he at? Obviously, he's, you know, playing when he's healthy, but it really seems like he's losing a step, and it's hard for me to watch. I just wanted to hear what your guys' thoughts were.
Yeah, I think I share most of your observation / concern. Really, Bernard, we talked about Bernard an hour or so ago with Sal a little bit, and I guess he's up front telling you, like, he's not healthy. He's healthy enough to play, but all you need to know about Bernard is the play we talked about a couple hours ago already, where Mayfield has him in the open field and just throws a juke, and Bernard just can't catch him. I mean, he just can't. Mayfield is, you know, he's plucky and he's gutsy and he's gritty and he's annoying and he's cocky. He's not fast. It's the one thing he is not is fast. And seeing him continue to gain ground on Bernard running toward the sideline was jarring. I think that tells you he doesn't have what he is used to having. And I think you could say a lot of the same about Milano. The one caveat I would include here is that up front, there's a lot of inexperience up there. And so that can certainly impact how those guys are doing their jobs. They're not being kept all that clean. They might even be feeling like they need to shoot gaps more aggressively than you'd like, which can get them out of position, which can result in some of these big runs. So there's probably some domino effect happening because of their deficiencies up front. But I also think age and / injury is having a day with the Bills linebackers. I think they're in tough there.
This game Thursday needs to not be a game where, well, that looks like yesterday's looked. Houston is just not that team, especially without Stroud, I guess. Not that he's really been that much better since he was a rookie than what Mills is doing, but I mean, even say what you want about who is Sean Tucker, right? Like, he's basically third string for the Bucks and looked like a star yesterday. Maybe I should think about that, but like, Woody Marks should not be able to gash the Bills. They're not. He took over yesterday too, Marks. I mean, that could always change back, but he's playing well over Nick Chubb now in Houston. And they just, Nico Collins is good. We saw that last year. He got the Bills on a long one last year, then left for five games after that play. But, you know, we know he's good. They don't throw the ball to Kirk. It's rookies. It's Higgins. It's Xavier Washington, maybe. I'm not even sure. Jalen Knoll. Like, yeah, right?
Right,
This is Houston. So you do not want that again Thursday night. Just should not be that hard of a matchup. I think the Bills' offense could have a tough time. I think right now I'd be like, this is a game in the teens.
I you know, I'm looking forward to, you know, we have a short week to sort of go through it all. But one thought I had already about that is the strength of that defense. The corners, Stingley's excellent. But the edge guys, right? It's Hunter and it's Will Anderson. And they're a nasty tandem. They're one of the best tandems in the league. I feel like I've got an antidote to that. Like, I trust my guys there. So they'll win some reps. I don't think the Bills, you know, Brown and Dawkins are going to shut those guys out, I don't think. But I'm pretty confident that I should be able to handle them down over down, play over play, series over series. Because it's one of the strengths of my team. And, you know, I thought this even how I got there was watching the Chiefs yesterday and thinking about how different the Super Bowl could have been if the Bills had gotten there. Because we know what the Eagles did to the Chiefs and how deficient they were in protecting Mahomes in that game. And maybe the Eagles do the same thing to the Bills. But I remember thinking after the game, my line is one of the strengths of my team. And maybe I would have been more equipped to handle that. And it's part of the reason I think going into this game, like, I'm not too worried about their edge guys ruining the game for me.
Okay. Will this game be normal uniforms for once? How many games anymore are like the actual normal uniforms?
I don't know. What is the normal Houston uniform? Is it the one that they wear that looks like they're the Atlanta Falcons? Because they have a uniform kit that looks like the Atlanta Falcons.
They do. Dark blue, I think, is their norm. They also had the black one that they might have worn to play the Bills last year. All black?
I don't know.
The Bills are going to wear normal uniforms?
Why would you be striving to try to look more like the Atlanta Falcons is a question I think that needs to be asked more often.
You know, I think that's fair. There should be somebody in every board meeting who thinks like that. Somebody needs to think like that and say it. And like, guys, we really have one problem here nobody's mentioned.
We look like the Atlanta Falcons.
We look like we're trying to look like the Falcons. We need to not do that.
That is not where you want to be.
Especially because of the Falcons, not like the 49ers.
Right, exactly. Cool, right. You want to cop some team that is got a legendarily successful team. You know, okay, that's weak, but still, all right, I can get with that.
I liked yesterday's combo. Bills in white, Tampa's red.
Yeah, hey, I love that all white. It's the best.
Sabres are missing out this week.
Big time.
Edmonton, Calgary, and Chicago. They're all going to be in white uniforms?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a miss.
Yep.
Sabres and Oilers tonight. Paul will join us for pregame at 6, 7 o'clock start. Wednesday's game is at 7:30 against the Flames, and then 7 o'clock Friday for Chicago. No games in Spain anymore in the NFL, on the NFL docket.
We're all done.
That's done.
Yep.
No more Europe games. No more Sunday morning breakfast kickoffs. I said on Twitter, imagining myself as a European sports fan, not really that engrossed in the NFL, I could appreciate, you know, the game, the pageantry, the alternate uniforms here and there. I could dig it.
You'd want to be open-minded to learning about it, sure.
You would lose me on half of these official explanations for things.
Oh, boy, yeah.
I just would not hang out long enough to have somebody explain to me what the 10-second runoff means and why it isn't happening in this case. Or how when the quarterback is trying to avoid a sack and just throws the ball onto the field, spikes the ball, how that's not quote, intentional grounding, because where the pocket was and where the line of scrimmage was and where the tight end was,
yeah,
you would lose me here. Somebody tweeted back at me about how, like, well, soccer is similar, but soccer only has, like, two things.
Offsides,
goals. Hands. Yeah, handball. Like, there's really not that many things that bog down a game. All the fake injuries are a problem.
Yeah.
But there aren't that – there's no list. Football has this ridiculous list. I mean, I want to think that in Spain, somebody's job was to teach wannabe Spanish football fans how to say things in Spanish like replay assist.
Virtual measurement. Thanks for it. We got one of those yesterday. So expeditious.
Every official and announcer's new favorite is the line to gain. Have you noticed that? Even if it's the end zone, they call it the line to gain. The goal line is now instead the line to gain. Guys, I'm just going to go back to my bocce or something.
One really great thing about having that game early in the timing of it is that you're in front of the TV. And your appetite is there for football. The game ends. Like, okay, well, more football. When's the next game? Is in 20 minutes. Let me go. I'll watch some of the pregame show. Oh, my God. Bill Cowher's on a mechanical bull. And the other hosts of the show are whipping tiny footballs at him.
Yeah.
What? Are we? And they're wearing cowboy hats.
Right.
I
also saw that.
Set the whole thing on fire, put it on a catapult, and just launch it.
Oh, your show is so good.
Into space. It should be space junk. What the hell was that?
I mean, we have it pretty good in here. Imagine trying to sell that. Imagine trying to pass that off as interesting, like that you're involved in it.
Right.
And it is like you and I on the ice that one time.
Sure.
In sumo outfits.
Yes, yes. Yes, that happened.
Just
yes.
Oh, is this interesting to one person?
Yeah.
No.
No. No. No.
Most of these ideas are not even worth trying.
Like there were team logos on the little footballs. I don't know. Like what?
That was the funniest part because when they get on the bull, they're making an argument for why whoever the team is they're talking about is going to hold on.
Oh, I get it.
Right. That was what they were.
Yeah.
I think the Tampa Bay Bucks. You're trying so hard. Same as you. That game ended 20 minutes too early.
Right.
Even though it went to, did it go to over? It went to overtime.
Yes.
But then
it needed
Mariota got picked off. We needed 20 more minutes to the number.
Right. Because I would have missed. I would have missed all that.
It would have been so good to miss that.
Yeah.
Football Monday, 8:03, 5:50, without the mechanical bulls and tiny balls. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. This is WGR.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
There are different paths or journeys. Do we want it to have happened before now? Yes. He would tell you the same thing. The important piece is that we, and he learns from this, as I said yesterday, and he grows from this. You grow from it, we can move forward. You don't grow from it, it's hard to move forward. So ultimately becomes about developing trust.
Bills coach Sean McDermott on Bulldog's decision to get a white pizza on Friday.
Excellent choice.
We can all grow and learn from it. If we grow and learn from it, we're fine. Okay? Nobody's perfect. Keon Coleman. We'll see if he gets the call Thursday night. One hand, they scored 44 points and won and looked like they might have solved a lot of what was ailing them. On the other, Curtis Samuel is hurt now, and so is Mecole Hardman. So they might have an opening or two for Coleman. Would he be next? I think he'd be next as long as they want him.
Yeah, I mean, I think if two guys are out, it would be really newsworthy if he didn't get the call.
Yeah.
I think if only one guy's out, you know, Elijah Moore was scratched yesterday, so, you know, you could. But I definitely don't think his season is over. But if it doesn't turn around, like whether or not he flies straight, that matters to all of this. Obviously, because if he continues to have, you know, tardiness problems, whatever, lack of attention to detail, he's going to get disciplined again and maybe permanently. So there's that. If he plays and nothing happens, you know, then you're also going to have an answer. Like, I at this point, I would bet on them trying to move him in the offseason. I think it's part of the reason why I'd expect him to get back in the lineup so that his value doesn't completely crater. But even still, like if he gets back in the lineup and just does what he's done so far, what are you getting for him next spring? A fifth? I mean, I don't think you're going to do very well. So it's a tough situation. But I think they've been frustrated by him longer than we know.
Here comes Kalecki Latu, by the way, as well.
Right.
Tight end.
Right.
One catch, but he's in the book.
He looks more like a big receiver than a tight end to me. He's pretty slight. Got a pretty slight
build. Lanky.
Yeah, he's wiry. Even I might go with.
I don't think a tight end can be wiry.
That's what he looked like to me.
Okay,
he looks slender.
Might have been that 83 on his.
Yeah.
Although that was Lee Evans or not Lee Evans, Lee Smith. Did he wear 83? I know there was a guy a long time ago who wore 83 with some distinction.
Dave Moore wore 83.
Dave Moore.
Yeah.
All right. It's been a tight end's number then.
Yeah.
At times.
Since Andre. Yeah.
Kalecki Latu. Who was that?
He's a thin tight end.
He's a lanky, wiry, Bills tight end who caught his first NFL pass yesterday.
Right. He got a pass.
He's from Sacramento. That's all I got.
All right.
Let's go to Mark next. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, they signed Latu off the Buffalo Gladiators. But, hey, anyways, the question we had was, you know, with the change in philosophy, with the deeper passes and everything, you know, who do you think had the most influence in that decision? Was it Josh? Do you think it was McDermott or Brady? I'd love to be a fly in the wall on some of those meetings last week. So, love to hear what you guys think about that.
Well, I would be guessing, but I would guess Allen, because their general philosophy has been very well established, and it was not built by accident. It was intentional. The players on the roster, the style of play, and they've done lots of winning. We've made this point many times. So why would they come off it? The Dolphin game might have been that game, though, where, all right, well, we need another move. And they changed personnel. The Coleman stuff played into it. Injuries played into it. They didn't have Kincaid. Kincaid doesn't sit if he's healthy.
No.
And then it's Gabe Davis time and Mecole Hardman. And what are these guys good at? You know, Hardman is a speed guy. They didn't really go to him a lot, but, you know, he was in the game.
Yeah, they took one deep shot to him. There's a deep ball to Samuel where Samuel's open, and that's a maybe a wind ball. I don't know. Like, Allen overthrows that. The Shavers play is not a designed deep shot. Allen even said it himself, and Shavers said he did not. It's a scramble drill, and, you know, even in a scramble drill, I think the way Sal explained it, Shavers said he sort of ignored his own rules. He's decided, like, I'm going to present myself as open down here, and Allen loved it and went for it. I mean, Allen, even after the game, said on that play, there are two, and if you watch the play, again, back from overhead view, there are two guys short. I think he said it's Davis and maybe the running back. I can't remember who. I think Davis was one of them. Maybe it was Shakir. Whatever. There's two guys on smaller, you know, short routes to Allen's left. He's looking left the whole time. He drops back, decides not to take those, starts running around a little bit, and spots Shavers running down the sideline and just chucks it up to him. So that's not even – that's not a coach's decision. That's not a philosophical shift. That's just Shavers made a play. If Shavers decides not to run to the end zone, I don't know, maybe Allen just runs for 3 yards.
Yeah.
So I want to be careful about, you know, philosophical right. And who's responsible. Like, that is just an extemporaneous happy accident.
And two of these touchdown passes are short passes to running backs.
Right.
Well, the Cook pass wasn't that short, but Johnson.
Yeah.
Yeah, I also would want to be a little bit careful too. Okay, this is different now. You know, games can be mm-hmm. like that. And they had to score. They had to push because of their defense not being able to stop anything.
And they couldn't really run it.
The Bucs were generous. The Bucs punted 4 times. First time from the Bills 39. Second time from the Bills 43. The third time was 4th and 1. They were deep in their own end, and that's the play on which Hardman fumbles, so they keep the ball. So obviously that was the right decision. And then the last time, 7.5 left, down 2 or 5. What's the score? 4th and 2. At their own 39. Like I said before, who do they think they're playing? Just really bad. I met randomly a few Bucks fans out last night after the game, and I guess I might have said this too, but they would have known it better than I. Like, welcome to Todd Bowles.
Yep. It's a 5-point game at that point, 37-32.
37-32.
The Bills go down and ice it with the touchdown to make it 44-32.
Okay. Yep. Just Bowles said something today about that last one, like 4th and 1, they go 4th and 2 is too far. Oh my gosh. Why, they're not going to throw a pass? That's what they would do. That's what they were doing on short yardage on, you know, the running backs had a day, but they would still, what difference does it make?
Yep.
Just really bad.
Put it in the old, what would you rather they do machine?
Sure.
And ask yourself, right? Like I'm watching that. I know the situation. I'm like, oh, please punt.
Totally.
Look, running like crazy all day does not guarantee that you are going to get 2 yards on the ground in that situation. But still, I would have been very nervous about a little rollout, play action pass, something that I would have expected them to make it if they went for it.
That second punt is with 1:17 left in the half, and they're up 3. And that's one of those where I think you really got to see the whole board. And you'd love to be able to end the half with the ball. One of those deals. They punt. They get it back. The Bills score a touchdown right away. 92-yard drive in like a minute. Not even a minute. And that's the half ends on the Bucs miss the block the field goal, but then there's a penalty, and they end up getting a field goal out of it. Also, what's the end of the game all about? Why are they calling timeouts only to get the ball back and put Bridgewater in to kneel once? Why would you do any of that? Why would you do both of those things? You're stopping the clock.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Down 12. And you're under 2 minutes. I mean, it's bleak.
Yeah.
But I'm going to use the timeouts to try to get a possession out of it. And then I get the possession with 38 seconds to go. And I put the backup in. Mayfield wasn't expecting it.
Right. He looked like he was ready to walk back out on the field.
And they put Bridgewater in to just take a knee. What was the point?
I don't know. But remember this next time we see Todd Bowles on the other sideline. So I have something to complain, to be aggravated, you know.
Something you like about him if you're playing him.
Make fun of him for.
You guys had lots of success, but yep. They've got Mayfield. They've got some talent. They do not have the internet. Because these were all, not all, as bad as each other. But how does that make any sense? You just changed his mind? You know what? Never mind. I'll use the timeouts. I'm successful at it because now the Bills are punting to me. Never mind. There's only if they block the punt or something they would.
I don't know. The 4th and 2 from the 39 is the crime. Like that's
yep,
the
number
that,
one.
That's the really. I mean, what are you doing here?
Read the room.
I mean, you've given up 37 points to this point in the game, and what you think? Well, they haven't really run it, so they're probably going to try to run it because they're going to try to eat clock. So I'll just give them the ball back. I don't know.
85-yard touchdown drive.
It's a mystery to me.
Helped by a very big face mask penalty.
That series was going to end right there. That's right.
Been like a 46-yard field goal attempt.
In the wind, that would have been dicey.
Bills over the Bucks, 44-32. We'll talk about it for a couple more minutes. Sabres pregame at 6. Edmonton in town. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Football Monday on WGR.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site.
Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.